Concert goers in elegant evening dress glide through the entrance of the Abu's Cultural Center. This old cinema closed in 1987 during the Intifada. Now it's a cultural hub once again thanks to foreign funding and donations from the Palestinian diaspora. Prominent Palestinian businessmen, the British Council's country director, and the French consul are among the dignitaries in the opening night. They are here to see the new jewel in the crown of classical music in East Jerusalem, a state-of-the-art orchestra pit. This is a moving moment for Hind Sabaneh, a Palestinian who grew up in Jordan.
I'm the trumpet player in the ensemble, and I was just informed that I would be standing in front of the audience playing the main opening theme with my two trumpet colleagues. It was such a huge privilege when they called me and they told me they're opening the Yabus theater and they would like me to be part of the ensemble. I didn't even think twice about it because I've heard about this dream for so long.
Twenty-five young musicians from the Palestinian National Conservatory of Music play Yabus Symphony, a piece specially composed to mark the occasion. Yabus is also the name of the tribe who first built in Jerusalem 5,000 years ago. The new orchestra pit epitomizes the spirit of laying foundations for cultural evolution. Zeina Khoury feels very much a part of that evolution.
I'm a bassoon player in the orchestra as well as the orchestra manager. This was a fantastic evening, and a very important event for Jerusalem and for Palestine. Hopefully when we start using this pit and it gets its name out there, I'm sure that will open up the opportunity for musicals to come here, and that would be really exciting, especially for a musician like me to be able to see that here in my own home.
So what makes an orchestra pit a must-have? Well, this one in particular can be positioned above or below the stage, depending on the kind of performance. Dutch conductor Vincent Koort is impressed.
The first sounds which came out of this pit into the hall to the audience, it was so exciting. My role was to put it musically together, which is not easy.
The inaugural concert is part of the annual Jerusalem Festival. Acrobats, jugglers, musicians, and thespians entertain crowds late into the night. Yabus Cultural Center's director Rania Ilyas feels the festival is a welcome distraction in this divided and troubled city.
Jerusalem after 5, 6 p.m., it's a ghost city, and it has been on our mind all the time. This is the way how we contribute to the city, and this is the way how we feel it is a way to encourage artists, to encourage audience, to encourage the Jerusalemite to be part and to go out at night.
Within 2 days of the new orchestra pit opening, the world-renowned Australian-British string quartet Bond dazzled audiences both with their electric performance and shimmering outfits. The original tribes people of this city, the Yabus, would surely be proud to have this cultural center named after them and for it to attract performers from around the globe. I'm Ibrahim Husseini for RFI in Jerusalem.